BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Have you had a rubbish Monday? Well, sit back and relax and listen to our free download. This is the Scott Mills Daily. It could cheer you up or send you to sleep. On it, Misha B pops in for a chat. Also, we head to the Radio 1 loos for today's Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets. It's back. Real or No Real with Dan and Phil and some fascinating new info on Bill Gates. And because it's Monday, once again, we are loving the trolls.
BBC Radio 1.
You know I love my pop, and you know I love my girly films. Sarah Cox is keen to have a regular night, by the sounds of it, round mine, where we eat popcorn, probably wear our pyjamas, and watch some films, some classics that you or her haven't seen. I'm surprised at Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not sure why you're so keen to get me involved in this.
Well, she wants you there.
The
Notebook. She hasn't seen The Notebook. What is that about? Mean Girls. Never seen it. Hello?
What was the one that she said? I'm genuinely never heard of it.
Thelma and Louise.
Now, what is that?
Classic. Two girls go on a road trip.
I won't
spoil the end.
Right, when you say classic.
It's a classic. They go away from their husbands and they get into lots of... I won't spoil it for you. It's a brilliant film.
I don't want it spoiled.
And also Clueless. If you haven't seen that, don't know what you're doing. So I'm keen to start this up, actually. I'm away next week, but maybe the week after we can get that together.
Well, we'll see.
I think we'll start with Mean Girls and just carry on from there. The Notebook, everyone has to be in the right frame of mind for it because you can't watch that hungover or even feeling slightly emotional. It just will go wrong.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's almost time to do Scott Talks to Men in the Toilet. It's been a while and it's a social experiment. What we do is we send Chris here to a toilet, often in a pub in the past, and we just get the views from the men in the loos, either at the urinal or the cubicle, and see what they really think about the important subjects of today.
Mm. And are you going to tell me these subjects now, or...?
I'll wait till you go in there.
Okay.
All right? But today...
Scott talks to men in the toilets.
We're going to the Radio 1 toilets.
Right.
So literally just across there, over there.
Okay. So it's another one of these where there's lots of people in this building, isn't there?
Yes. A lot. And also the BBC News has just moved here today, so who knows who you might find in that loo. Mm. And I'll tell you the subjects in your ear, okay, because you'll be able to hear me in your ear, and then you just kind of repeat it, all right?
Okay.
And we'll find out what men really think, because I think on their own, they would have a different opinion to whether they're with their mates, you know? When they say something with their mates, different, I think, on their own. So let's get what they really think as Scott talks to men in the toilets.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And look, Misha B's dropped in to say hello.
Why, hello, boys.
Hello. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I think you've met Chris before. You might recognise him from a video.
Yep.
Mila Kunis video.
We don't need to go there with that.
That was epic.
Did you like that?
High five.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't met one pop star that hasn't seen it yet. It's quite weird.
You are the man.
It is weird.
Yeah. It's the man of the moment, Misha.
Exactly.
Now, do you remember that time you were going to come and see us before and then you had to go for emergency dental work?
Oh, my goodness.
And you sent us a picture.
I did.
Of you in the dentist chair because she thought to herself, Scott Mills is not going to believe me.
No.
But it looked like you were having a horrible time.
It was one of the worst experiences of my life, with no exaggeration.
But your teeth look fabulous now, darling.
Thank you.
Whatever you had done, it's working. Hey, Misha, what's the shortest taxi ride you've ever taken?
The one I just took.
Yeah.
The one I just took. It was less than 5 minutes.
I know, I just got told about this. Now, see, this is pop stars, they change. Mm. They turn left on the aeroplanes, and then before you know it, they get in a taxi, 3 minutes in duration from a chicken restaurant?
A chicken restaurant called Nando's.
Oh! And then to Radio 1, which is, that's not far. But to be fair, it is lashing down with rain.
It's ridiculous. I mean, when we came out of the cab, we have quite a few different bags with us, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want all the bags to be wet. It's impossible to dodge raindrops.
Yeah, it is.
What a statement that is. Have you ever tried to outrun rain? You can't do it.
Hey, right, Misha, are you famous enough yet to have someone carry you by now?
Oh my goodness.
Right, because I've seen this happen with Rihanna. Where, like, at a festival, obviously, she'll be playing. Also, I've seen it with various people.
Wow.
But they've actually had to scoop them up. There's a man that does, like, a big fireman kind of lift and gets Rihanna either on his back or just kind of scoops her up because she's tiny. And that means that she doesn't get muddy.
Really?
That must have happened to you by now.
Not quite. Do you know, not quite.
Well demand it.
I'm looking forward to the day when this happens.
Yeah, it can't be far off. Oh, you've had a couple of top 10 singles, you know what I mean? Lift me.
Yes.
Right, we're going to play your new track in a minute called Here's to Everything. Tell us all about that, please.
So, basically, ever since I, kind of grew up understanding to life, I've always wanted to write a song about life and how I enjoy life and just my outlook on it. So, Christmas time, we make a toast, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
When it's a new year, we say, oh, here's to a successful new year.
Yeah.
My thing is, lows make the highs and it's only normal that we're going to have a couple of bad days in the year or something's going to go wrong. So, why not? Here's to everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, have you not had that many bad days, though, have you?
Well, weather. Weather.
She can't outrun the rain.
No, you can't outrun the rain, Scott.
Exactly. You said it.
The weather is rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't... Well, it's the UK.
Does it make you want to go and live in LA, though, where you can get picked up all the time and just get taxis everywhere?
For some reason, I think I'd go and stay in LA for a couple of months, but I love when it's hot and when it's not. But when it's not, I really don't love it.
Right.
That didn't even make sense.
What?
Sounded deep.
Basically, you can put up with the UK weather.
Yeah. No place like home.
Exactly. Hey, I know that obviously you toured with Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
It's going to happen. And did you hear about her thing on American Idol the other day?
What?
She was 15 minutes late.
Wow.
What do you mean?
For a live show.
It was
the first, like, when we, do you remember we went to meet her before? Love Minaj, but seriously, timekeeping is not her thing. Oh. So we were waiting down at the BBC Maid of Ale studios. I think we'd just done the breakfast show and then we waited 4 hours.
Yep.
Now, this is a live TV show. Jeez. And you get paid millions of dollars. So could you, like, turn up? So the first act comes on and performs. So there's just an empty space where the chair is.
Did she just assume that everyone was going to wait for her?
I don't know. But obviously the show goes on.
Do you remember that day? Do you remember they confiscated my chips and beans?
Well, that's fair enough. She's Nicki Minaj. She's going to smell your chips and beans.
Don't ever do that, Misha B. Don't ever do that.
But there must have been a good enough reason for it.
Traffic.
Maybe so.
No, that's what she said. It was like, I was in traffic. And then she was like, just turned up and like nothing had happened. It's like, we're on the second break. And also, obviously, I know you've been writing with Naughty Boy as well.
Yep, that's correct.
And Emily Sandé.
Yeah, well, basically, there was a track that Emily wanted me to do, and I did my share of writing on it, and it's called Hurt Nobody. It's going to be on the album, which is out in the summer.
Yeah.
So, wicked record. Shout out to Emily.
Yes. She's just been, like, the whole past year for her has just been amazing.
She's slaying the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing she can't do.
Yeah.
Okay, so debut album is coming when?
Summer.
In the summer?
Yeah. We don't have a release date quite.
Okay, but cool. And are you going to introduce your little single for us now, then?
So
this is your toast on life.
Yes, it is. Here's to everything.
And Misha B on BBC Radio 1. Have a listen.
Here we go.
That is Misha B and Here's to Everything on BBC Radio 1. Are you right there?
Sorry, yeah. Do you want to explain?
So basically, I've just been showing Chris a sneak peek of my new video, which will be out this week.
I love that you just casually brought a computer in with you, like a little laptop there.
It's amazing because I feel like I've seen this before loads of other people have now.
You have. And are you just showing it to everyone who you meet in the street before they scoop you up? Seriously, by the way, if anyone comes up to you and just picks you up now, then that's our fault because lots of people are offering. So that was a new song. Here's to Everything. I love Misha B. Go, Misha, says Rachel in Northern Ireland. Sounds a lot like the Fugees in the 90s. There's a reason for that.
There's a very big reason for that. So we sampled the Fugees, which the original is Tina Marie. And I love the Fugees. Lauryn Hill's one of my main musical inspirations. I was a bit on edge about doing it because sometimes you don't want to mess with certain artist music.
So, like, for a sample like that or a little bit of like that, who do you have to ask?
Well, we didn't ask anybody. We just did it. And in the terms of clearance,
yeah,
it had to go through quite a different amount of people. Yeah, it was quite long. Yeah. But we did it.
Yeah, loads of people are saying it sounds a bit like Fuji. That's why, because it's a bit like, is it Fuji La, that one?
Yeah, ooh la la la.
That's it, yeah. Joey in Portsmouth, loving it. And Gavin in Wales. Here's to everything. It should be.
That's what it needs at the start.
Do you think?
That's what it's missing.
Also, You Can't Outrun the Rain. That's quite a good album
name. Here's to not outrunning the rain.
Yeah. Lee from Neef. That could be the album name. Or maybe not. Maybe you want to do something else. Hey, Misha, you join us at a time today where I'm getting some proper abuse from Beyonce fans. All I said was that I wasn't quite sure about the new song. And when I first heard it, I thought it was a joke.
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard it yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let me play you a little bit now. Do you want to hear this?
What's it called?
It's called, well, we don't know whether it's a new single. It might just be like a taster for what's to come. Ooh. It's called Bow Down and then something I can't say. I know when you were little girls, you dreamt of being in my world. Don't forget it, don't forget it. Respect that, bow down. I took some time to live my life. Here's the best bit. See, I wasn't quite sure at the start.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
Do you?
Do you really?
No, I do. I think I need to listen to more of it, but from what I heard, it's got a groove.
It's long.
It's very...
It's about 6 minutes or something.
Is it?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yes, I know. Hey, listen, it's really nice for you to come and see us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm a bit worried about your hair in the rain. What's going to happen?
This is it. Well, my manager has an umbrella. And
oh, that's good.
This is it. I'm going to have to fight her for the umbrella.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get wet.
No, good.
Not again.
Just outrun it.
Really good to see you. Thanks for popping in.
Thanks
for having
me.
Here's to everything in the new single. And we look forward to your album in the summer.
Yup.
Thank you very much, Misha B.
See you later,
boys. Good to see you. See you soon. You know the forehead kiss that we like to give pop stars? Chris obliged. That was a good one, actually. Right in the centre of the forehead there with Misha B.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously we videoed it, and that's going to be on Radio 1 Facebook and Twitter right now. Last one was Kesha, wasn't it? That was a good one. I think this one is even better. You might struggle to hear this, but listen, this is the forehead kiss moment with Misha B.
How are you? You all right? How's it going? You all right? Hello, I love that.
Oh, I love that. Have a look on the Radio 1 Facebook or Radio 1 Twitter now. She was a fan of the forehead kiss, very much so.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it is time for... Scott talks to men in the toilets. Let's find out stuff from men in the toilets. We think that when they're with their mate, they'll say something different to if they're on their own. And where can you guarantee that a man is generally on his own? In the loo. I've missed this. So Chris should now be making his way into the Radio 1 toilets. We're doing it at our actual workplace today. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Just walking in now.
Do you feel weird that it's the Radio 1 toilets?
It feels weird because there's a good chance I'm going to know people here. Currently, I'm just loitering in the toilet. Should I make my way to cubicle?
Yeah, do what you do.
Shall I explain exactly how it is here? There's two cubicles, and then there's two urinals on the other side and some sinks. So I'm going to...
I just find going to the loo here really weird. I don't know why. I try and save it if I can till I get home.
I don't. I do the opposite. I use it as me time.
Do you enjoy it?
I make a thing of it. Hang on. So I'm in the cubicle now. Shall I prepare?
Go for it. So you're in the cubicle now, right?
Just taking my trousers off. Hang on. It's difficult.
Make yourself at home.
With one hand.
Dropping trowel now, yeah?
Yeah.
So think about it. Chris is sat in the Radio 1 toilets in one of the two cubicles, just across the way from me here, not far at all, and he's now made himself at home on the loo seat. No trousers.
They're around my ankles.
Yeah. Do you remember Becky used to hate that bit?
I don't know why. I'd rather just sit here comfortably if I'm going to... Because I don't know how long it's going to take for people to come in.
I know.
I do sort of need to go. Should I... Do you mind?
No, that takes it to the next level.
Okay, I won't. I'll try.
Can you not?
No, it's
like,
just...
wait until I play a song at least.
I know, it's just when you sit down and you suddenly get that feeling. I wasn't expecting it.
I know, but it just comes, doesn't it, sometimes? So today's topics I want you to find out the truth about from men, right?
Yeah.
It's all about male grooming today, because I think they'll give a different answer when they're on their own. Obviously, if they're in the pub with their mates, they'll be like, oh, no, don't do that. Because it divides men, this, I think. Okay, so I want you to ask if they keep everything tidy down there. Also, ask them if they've done a face mask like you did at the weekend, enjoyed it.
Okay.
And also, fake tanning, what are their views?
Fake tan, okay. What's the code?
I think we stick to the code we had before, which is the usual signal, the cough.
Okay,
so just cough when someone comes in. Wait for a bloke to come in and we'll find out what he really thinks.
Okay. Oh, I can hear something. Oh, God.
What? okay. So just start the conversation with, I don't know. All right, mate.
All right, mate. Hello.
Hi.
Oh. Okay, go for it. Ask the questions that really matter.
Are you keeping everything tidy?
What? I think so.
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
Say about your facial. How have you ever had one?
Have you ever had have you had a face mask?
No.
Would you do a face mask?
Not right now, I wouldn't.
Are you in the cubicle next to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Say that you had a face mask at the weekend and your skin's lovely and soft now.
I had a face mask at the weekend and my skin's lovely and soft.
Is it? I was going to flush the toilet,
mate. Okay.
Tell him you should try it.
I think you should try it.
Okay.
So weird.
Are you washing your hands now?
Yeah, just put the trousers up.
Trousers, yeah.
So he doesn't fake tan or do face mask?
I don't think he does, no.
Ask him again.
Just to make sure you haven't fake tanned or done a face mask.
No, I haven't, no.
But you do keep everything tidy downstairs?
But you're keeping yourself nice and tidy downstairs.
Yeah, good
night.
Okay, bye then.
Oh, God.
See ya.
I think I'll play a song now.
I was going to say, do you want to do a song and I'll just cough if someone...
Yeah, all right, cool, I'll keep listening to you. This is Radio 1. Vaccines, right, I'm sure I just heard a cough. Right, well, let's go back to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Right, okay, so you want to know their views about male grooming? Just shout out, make connection. Hello?
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Yeah.
Is there two of you out there?
Two of us.
Ask, have either of you had a fake tan?
Have either, is that another one?
Three of
you. Three of
you. Let's have a conversation about it. Let's have a conversation about male grooming.
What's
there's three in there.
Here,
yeah.
Have any of you ever fake tanned?
Never. Ever in my life, I'll heartily know.
Would you?
Just tint it after something.
How about a facial? No. A face mask?
No. No. Did you?
I have, actually.
The face
and
mask.
I've got, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
In fact, my skin is smooth.
My skin feels smooth. At the time...
Would you like to feel it?
Oh. Would you like to feel my skin?
If it falls under the community,
you
can
put the door closed. Oh, you see? That's what I wanted.
You felt cleansed after it?
Quite cleansed.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Ask them if they keep everything tidy.
Are you all tidy?
Pretty much, yeah. I think we're good. See ya.
Bye. I've had enough of this game.
Why? I'm loving it.
I don't know who's out there. It could be, literally be anyone. I assume they're people I work with.
Oh, again. Right, okay. Start it up then.
All right. Hello?
It's me.
Yeah, you. Are you all right? Are you grooming yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you keep yourself tidy? Sort of thing.
I don't need to walk out.
Okay.
What?
He's walking out.
Oh. Did he actually say, I'm going to walk out?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now we'll never know what he thinks about grooming.
I don't want to leave here now. I'm concerned about revealing myself.
What do you mean? Well, don't, make sure you pull your trousers up.
No, I'll do that. Of course I will. But, I mean, when I leave here, I'm worried that...
Oh, that you'll be unmasked.
So to speak.
As the man in the toilet.
I'm sorry, I know this isn't the right time or place. Well, it is the right place. But I could really do with some private time.
Have you had enough?
I sort of would like to just finish up here and then maybe come back.
Okay, but you don't want me to hear that bit.
I'd rather we maybe went to
sure.
a song or something.
Okay, so we've finished this now.
Won't take long.
Okay, cool. Right, well, I'll see you when you come back.
Okay.
Have a lovely time.
Thank you.
Scott talks to men in the toilet.
Sean's been on saying, this is hilarious, nearly weed myself. I'm worried about reeling myself. Well, make sure you pull up your trousers. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Adam in Cornwall, any chance we can have this live streaming on the website next time? I'm not keen on that.
How are we going to do that?
Well, we could take a camera in there. Like a little tiny camera. No, but then you would have dropped trowel.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it'd be pixelation ahoy.
Not happening. Not live. You can't do it. Kate in Halifax is laughing so hard she had to go, leave the office completely and just calm down a bit. Good. So I think that went well. We found out from here in the Radio 1 office toilets today that male grooming isn't necessarily on. No one fake tans, just a little bit of tinted moisturiser, but they do keep it fairly tidy downstairs, even though some of them didn't know what that meant and they weren't sure what they were saying. But yeah, they do. And also, face masks not really on either. Radio 1's surprisingly macho, isn't it? You'd think it'd be in that London with all them people with them skinny jeans on and them man bags, wouldn't you? That's what you'd think, but no. What are you saying about doing the girls' toilets next?
How's that going to work?
I just think you have to be bold about it.
I don't know if we can do this.
Is that allowed? I'd quite like you to go into the girls' loo.
Thing is, I suppose if I'm in a cubicle...
Yeah, I mean, it's just getting you in there, isn't it? And
yeah.
Then once you're in there, it's kind of fine. You won't see anything rude.
No. Well, and it's something to think about.
Scott talks to men in the ladies' toilets, I think, is something to think about.
No, I don't mean it like that. No, let's not.
Wow, you really did have a face mask at the weekend, didn't you?
Okay.
You've changed.
Okay, and I think you've put this picture up on Twitter and Facebook.
I may have instructed somebody to do so.
Yeah, I experimented. It wasn't really my choice. I can't say it was completely my choice, but I can't say I completely went against it.
Right. Can I just ask, did you do this face mask while watching Legally Blonde?
No, I didn't. No. Were two separated.
Were the two not connected?
No. The agreement with the face mask was connected to how much football I could watch that weekend. And I don't really want to go into details about this, but basically I tried this face mask thing. Gave him my
What's
best shot.
What's it got to do with football?
Well, it's just I agreed to do the face mask in exchange for being able to watch, have the opportunity to watch a certain amount of football that weekend.
Oh.
It was like a sort of payoff.
Oh, I see. It looks great.
Well, it was an odd one for me because it's sort of, I don't know if anyone out there's sort of had this done before, but it's like your face is covered in concrete.
Did you say you're not sure if anyone out there has ever had a face mask
before? I don't know
before.
How popular
out there.
They actually are.
Out there. They're, you can buy them in most shops. Or you can go to a salon and have them done.
And I don't think it is that I've changed, but, it is. It's softer.
About 10, yeah. It is softer, yeah. That'll be one for Loving the Trolls next week, won't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's providing enough material.
That picture right there. On
Facebook and Twitter.
Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter. We've got today's Loving the Trolls coming up just after 2:30. It's mostly me that gets it in the neck today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Dan and Phil.
Hello,
Hi, Scott.
Scott.
I like it when we all meet up on a Monday like this.
I do.
It's good. So Dan and Phil do a request show after the official chart show every Sunday night, just after the number one song at 7 p.m. You can watch it as well on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer, on your tablet at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Loads of videos made by you lot. What have you got this week for us on the YouTube channel?
Well, something very exciting. What we did in our Christmas show, because we've done shows on Christmas the last two Christmases, was we made a video and then reversed the footage, so it made it look like we were building a Christmas tree backwards. And it was really funny because there were things like me throwing up tinsel and then it going onto the trees and Phil just kind of like summoning lights out of the sky. It was very weird. So we we thought we'd do a collaborative version and ask people to send us footage of cool things that would look amazing backwards. So we've got people sliding demonically upstairs. There was someone that threw a Lego mansion off a balcony. They told us they didn't have permission to do that, so it was just destruction. Proper rock star.
So we set all this to Daft Punk One More Time.
Because what other song would you pick? And it's really trippy, actually. It's really funny.
Yeah, okay. So you should check that out on the Radio 1 YouTube. It's on now.
Go there now. No, actually, don't. Listen to us doing Real or No Real.
In 10 minutes.
Go there directly afterwards to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just put Radio 1 on YouTube, you'll find it. Sounds kind of trippy, but it kind of works probably, right?
Yeah, a lot of demonic sliding up the stairs is very entertaining and painful.
Where did you come up with exactly?
It's weird, is it? Are you running out yet?
Not yet, no. It's really weird. We really thought we would have, especially because it's so wildly different every week, but it's still going strong.
Still on. So they're on Sunday nights and they join us every Monday afternoon for Real or No Real. Here's a selection of things that might be utter guff, but they might be true. Real or No Real, let's go.
Microsoft boss Bill Gates has incredibly powerful legs and can hurdle an office chair from a standing start.
Wow. What?
He's probably built those. Think about it, the money he's got.
Yeah.
If I had that much money, I would do the whole Iron Man thing. You would. Especially with my name.
Definitely.
He doesn't look like the type, though, does he?
Who, Chris or Bill Gates?
No, Bill Gates. Neither. Hurdling. Think about it.
He's not the hurdler, is he?
I don't think so.
No. I would like to see it.
Who wouldn't?
If it exists somewhere.
The kind of antics. That's why Apple are better than them over at Microsoft. They're just hurdling over office furniture.
Wasting time.
Hurdling over an office chair from a standing position, is that really that difficult?
Depends on the office chair. You know, it could be one of those like standing desk things. Then there's like pole vaulting.
I think if you've got a good run up, you'd be able to jump
and
over.
And suddenly we're all getting on our chairs.
It's from a standing position, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then think about Bill Gates. Think about his face. Think about his face. And then think, could he do that?
He's quite tall. He's got long, thin legs. Powerful was the quote. Powerful legs by Bill Gates.
He's quite a serious man, though. I can't imagine him just suddenly doing
taking
that.
Some time out to hurdle over some chairs. I don't think that's true at all.
Okay, so Dan says no real. Phil?
No real.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Oh, what?
And we do have some video.
This is not a video of this.
What?
Okay,
is this on YouTube?
Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, this is amazing.
This is slow motion. Gosh. He looks like a gazelle.
Okay, just type into YouTube, Bill Gates leaps over chair.
He's a human frog.
And we'll put it on the Radio 1.
What did I just see?
I'm sorry for doubting you, Bill Gates.
I like that was a fact. Powerful legs.
Yeah. And next,
Wiley is the proud owner of a Blue Peter badge.
I've got one. You've got one, haven't you, Scott?
Yeah.
I assume you've been on there, haven't you?
I've got a special one, actually.
Really? Ooh.
Gold?
Yeah.
Got a gold Blue Peter badge.
You need to save a life for that.
No, I just did the bring and buy sale once. So
I like the idea of Wiley like sending in a picture of him going, I baked a cake.
Yeah.
It's just like, well done, Wiley. Here's a Blue Peter badge for you.
I think that's the reason he'd have one for baking a cake.
Free entrance to Madame Tussauds. That's all he's ever wanted.
I wonder how many pop stars have got them. And actually, we were talking about this a while ago. We did a thing on air. Like, what does it get you now?
Well, we experimented, didn't we? We tried to see how much we could blag with a Blue Peter badge.
I think you'll find it's not much these days.
Not much these days.
It used to be everything. You used to be able to get into Buckingham Palace with it, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not. And, like, the Tower of London, all sorts. Now.
I tried.
Yeah. You try getting into a zoo with that now.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just much more difficult than...
Anyway, does Wiley have a Blue Peter badge?
No. I'm going to say no real.
I'm saying yes.
I'd like to say yes. Real.
That one... is no real.
Oh. All my dreams are dead.
He deserves one, I think, just for heat wave alone.
Yeah.
Next.
The American state of North Carolina has its own official state dance, which it adopted in 2005, a swing dance called the Shag.
Okay.
Ah, the Shag.
I'm sure I've heard of this.
What does the Shag involve?
I'm sure I've heard of this as a dance move. So for that reason, I'm going to say real on this one.
I like the idea of an official state dance.
Everybody do the Shag.
Do we have one? We don't have an official dance.
No.
In the UK, do we?
We should, but we don't.
We should make one. They play out on the London Underground so everyone stops looking so miserable.
And they have to dance.
Yeah.
It's an offence if you don't.
Is Gangnam Style now the one in Korea?
I assume, I like the idea though of a national, like a national anthem. You have a national dance move and it's...
So, like, God Save the Queen and Cha Cha Slide mixed together, then here we go.
I might pitch that. I don't know who SEC on this.
Write that down for Mrs. Meade.
Mrs. Meade and the
to the left.
Put that down for Meaden. Okay, so North Carolina dance, real or no real?
I'm saying real.
I want the shag to be real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yes, I need to see what that is.
Yeah. We need to. There's so much to look up today, isn't there?
I know.
So much. So many questions.
Knowledge quest.
And next.
Last Christmas, Arj from The Only Way is Essex was bought his own signet ring and now signs off his official correspondence with a wax seal of his own coat of arms.
His own coat of arms.
Just an orange shield. That's all it is.
That's awesome. I like. I like pop stars and TV stars that have their own personalised stationery.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. I got a letter from Will Smith once.
Mm.
Wow.
I know.
On, yeah, wow. Oh,
sorry about that.
It's already impressive.
On the top. And Lily Allen.
Wow.
I like
it. Yeah, I like it that people have taken the trouble to do it. It just says something. It's just a bit of class.
Haven't? Am I wrong in thinking you've got your own?
No, that's not true.
That's no real, is it?
Someone did send some in and I did the right thing. I don't think I'm the kind of person that should have it. Anyway, Arj signet ring, real or no real, plus the coat of arms.
Coat of arms.
I'm going to say real on this one.
I want to believe real.
Well, the wax seal, I think that's a little step too far, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No!
Some good facts in there today. At the end of that...
Dan scored 10, rubbish. Phil scored 20, I scored 30.
No!
Chris, you're beating us every week.
Every week.
Are you making it up? I'm not making it up, I'm just...
Dan and Phil will return next Monday afternoon, and of course on Sunday night, from 7 o'clock on the Request Show, listen and watch. And in the meantime, if you're a bit bored, look at their backwards video on the Radio 1 YouTube.
Yes.
Yes, it'll change your life. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Loving the Trolls is on after 2:30. For a lot of people, that's their favourite thing. That and Innuendo Bingo, where Lawrence, our computer voice, reads out all of the nasty things that the trolls have been saying in the last 7 days. Last week, well, it was mostly about you because of the Mila Kunis thing.
Of course, yeah, and you'd expect that.
Yeah. Today, we've got quite a few about me, actually. And I'll tell you why. Have you heard the new Beyoncé track?
Do you know what? I haven't yet, but I've seen lots of reaction on sort of Twitter and Facebook.
Now, some are saying it might not be the next single, it's just a taster of what's to come.
What's wrong with it exactly? Why has everyone got so beefy about it?
Can I be honest? When I heard it online for the first time last night, I did think it was a joke.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
It's just messy, it's quite scary, it's quite intense. There's no way you're ever going to make that into something you can play on the radio. I was just like, whoa.
So is that what they're doing? They put this out and then the next one they put out is like, oh, it's amazing.
Well, maybe. It could be a massive publicity stunt. But what I like about Beyoncé is that she's amazing but doesn't need to shout about it. Here, she's really shouting about it. It's not like her at all. She tells us to bow down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of odd. It might just be a publicity thing. Anyway, so I tweeted last night, is this Beyoncé song a joke? Beyoncé fans take it very seriously.
Even if the song's a bit rubbish.
Yeah. Hashtag Queen Bee.
Oh. Is that what they were calling you?
No, not me, no. That's what they call her, Queen Bee.
Oh yeah, of course.
Hashtag Beehive.
So you've got
hashtag
a lot of...
Behave.
So you've got a lot of abuse because of this Beyoncé fallout.
Massively. So I can give you some good Beyoncé Loving the Trolls after 2:30. Don't get me wrong, I think Beyoncé's brilliant, but when I heard it, I was like...
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chloe's been on saying, I usually do a face mask every week with my female housemate. This is after you had to do it yesterday. We didn't have to. You didn't really protest, did you?
Both.
My boyfriend and our male housemates all join in. Same goes for many of my friends' boyfriends, and they love it. Men are just looking for an excuse to do one. I advise girlfriends around the world to force it upon them.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
I mean, you do look super smooth today.
Do I, though?
Yeah, yeah. Because your complexion is something else.
I just thought it was an uncomfortable half hour for me, and I didn't really achieve loads from it.
Can't have been as uncomfortable as when I shaved you once, because you didn't know how to wet shave.
I don't know why you bring this up.
I like to bring it up every once in a while.
It was an odd move from both of us.
It's a bit like Ghost, isn't it?
But we could just not talk about it. I don't know why you need to keep bringing this. It wasn't how it sounds.
I find it really funny. Now time for our weekly tirade of abuse. But we know what we do? We laugh in the hater's face. That's what we do. And that's what you should do as well. If you ever get for no reason trolled on social media. Like on Facebook, someone puts something a bit nasty up about you. Comes something can hurt, you know? Mm. Or a little tweet here and there. You don't read all the good ones, you just focus on the horrible ones. Same if you've ever done a YouTube video. Some of the comments underneath can be really harsh.
Yeah, that's the worst, isn't it? YouTube's the worst.
Awful. But don't worry about it, because imagine that all these idiots speak in the voice of Lawrence, our computer. Yes, it's time for...
Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. You're loving the Trolls. Bruh. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls.
Is it? Is it? Is it?
Okay, so the first one today is about that kiss from last week on the Nick Grimshaw Comic Relief Breakfast Show when I kissed Vanessa Feltz on roller skates. Standard.
Come on, Mills. Kiss her properly, man. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. You may as well have pecked her on her cheek.
I may as well have pecked her on the cheek. I think you'll find it was quite a good kiss, yeah. And lengthy as well.
That was the thing. It was impressive length. I mean, you really wouldn't have had to have done it for that long.
And also, remember, I had a blindfold on at the time, so I didn't know who I was kissing. Maybe you're right. If I had known it was Vanessa Feltz, I would have got more in there. But actually, I think I did all right.
Yeah, I think that's harsh on you, because I do think that was, you know, given the circumstances, I thought you did a great job.
Come on, Mills. Kiss her properly.
I'm sorry you think that I didn't kiss Vanessa properly. I wasn't too harsh, though. Oh, one for you now.
Oh, good.
And this is about the mystery shopper. Tis I, the mystery shopper, that we did on Friday. We sent you out.
What is the point in this? I want my license feedback.
You want your license feedback for mystery shopper?
Just for that?
Yeah.
I can't, but that's...
It's not the only thing the BBC does.
Yeah, but that's it. I mean, it's...
Imagine if that was it. You have to pay this much a year and you're just going to get him doing Mystery Shopper in a funny nose and moustache combo.
What is the point in this? I want my licence feedback.
I love that.
I like that there needed to be a point as well, as if it was some kind of social justice or something.
But I'm the one really getting it in the neck this week, and maybe I shouldn't now have tweeted, is this Beyonce song a joke, late last night when I first hear it? But I just thought it was awful, and I love Beyonce. Anyway, it's called Bow Down, Bees. Can't say what that is. Mm. And whoever gets to play this on the radio is going to have a struggle. Here's a little bit of the intense and scary Beyonce.
I know when you went to girls, you dreamt of being in my world. Don't forget it, don't forget it.
Edit. Bow down. Yeah, you get the idea.
It sounds like something my mate Sir Dossa would make.
Yes. Would you like to hear when she goes really squeaky?
Go on.
This is the bit I was like, what? Okay then.
Is it serious?
That's what I said. It's just a taster, yeah, to get the buzz going. It could be a massive publicity stunt.
It doesn't taste good.
It doesn't to me. Anyway, Beyonce fans, they don't like it.
You better shut up. No one asked for your opinion.
No, but that's... I was just...
Still your opinion.
That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. No one asked for it, but that's the idea of Twitter and general social media, I thought. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I assume they follow you.
Am I allowed to give opinions?
I assume they want your opinion.
You better shut up. No one asked for your opinion.
No one asked for yours.
that was rubbish. No, seriously, that's going to get trolled.
Yeah, I'd be a rubbish troll. And after I said, is this Beyonce thing a joke?
Your whole life is a joke.
My whole life is a joke.
That's as good as you just then.
That's a good one.
Your whole life is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Now here's someone that... calls her Queen Bee, which, as you know, makes me on edge. Makes my teeth grind. And you know when your mouth goes a little bit dry and you might just be a bit sick.
Get over it. Beyond say is better than your stupid show.
Okay. Oh no, is it this one that calls her Queen Bee?
Do not ever say that about Queen Bee. Yes. Do not even dare to question the Queen's new anthem. You are a fool.
I'm sorry that I...
That's a great one.
I'm sorry that I questioned the Queen's new anthem. So those two again, in case you missed.
Get over it. Beyond say is better than your stupid show.
Yes, you're probably right. Mm-hmm. And?
Do not ever say that about Queen Bee. Do not even dare to question the Queen's new anthem.
Calm down.
You are a fool.
The Queen's new anthem?
I know.
You can't speak for the Queen.
No, no, they think she is the Queen.
No, I thought, I listened to that as in...
No, she's the Queen.
That this troll is almost saying, this is the Queen's favourite song. I doubt it very much.
Don't question the Queen's new anthem, meaning Beyonce.
Oh. Oof.
And that was Loving the Trolls. Loving the Trolls. We're loving the Trolls. We're loving the Trolls. Love it too. Loving the Trolls. Too. Loving the Trolls.
Queen Bee.
You are a...
Is it Queen Bee? Quite embarrassing doing live singing over Drake when there's a whole host of school children.
Oh, is there?
Right outside your window. Hello. Hi, guys. I think it's a studio tour.
How embarrassing.
That is awful, wasn't it? Like, speaking is fine. Mm. When you're singing to crew love and they're like, hi, everyone. Yeah, okay. That just happened. Come join us tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. One, we'll brighten up Tuesday lunchtime. Two, we'll get Nick Grimshaw's pink hair really wet at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. Scott.